new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
So you go on that first date and you think it's perfect and then you don't get a call back. That is why we do Blown Off, to get down to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that situation, go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Brett, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right, all right. So tell us about how you met Miss Lisa.
Well, we got set up through a friend. I mean, pretty classic setup, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Met up with her, took her to this restaurant called Eulalie.
Oh, yeah. I was just there, actually, not long ago. So good.
Yeah.
It's really good, and I got lucky because I got reservations for us.
Perfect.
Fancy.
I mean, the night was going super well, but I think she either got sick or, I don't know, something happened because she said she had to leave early, and she ended up taking an Uber home, but I thought the date went super well. I just can't get a hold of her, so I'm trying to see what is going on and what could have happened.
Did it look like she was, like, faking not feeling well? Or because I feel like sometimes some people can fake it, and then some people you're like, okay, clearly I can tell you're just not into the date.
She didn't really give me any sort of feel for how it was going. I mean, her exit was kind of abrupt.
What if all of a sudden, like, the food was, like, it hit her in the wrong spot and she had to go to the bathroom, and so she didn't want to go to the bathroom super long, so she said, ooh, I'm not feeling well, and so now she's embarrassed, and that's why she hadn't called you back. I bet you that's what it is.
I bet you.
I don't know. You don't know.
No, I bet you that's, you know what, let's do this. Let's try to get Lisa on the phone, and I'm pretty sure she's going to tell us that she just really had to go to the bathroom, and that's why she had to.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Exactly, but I'm sure that's why. So, you know, Brett, don't worry. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got lipstick stamps on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Get jazzy on it.
You know the words in my songs. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them wants. London to Taiwan. On my passport, I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
Close to genius, sold out arenas. You Gilbert Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck.
Neck.
International. Every picture I take, I pose a threat. Fold a jet, what you expect? So good, I bought her a pet. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to me.
Get jazzy on.
Go bring it back. It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Brett and Lisa had a wonderful date. He took her to Eulalie. I mean, that's an awesome first date.
It is. And by the way, those okra fries, oh my gosh. But never mind that. The point is, you keep missing, Miguel, is that she left early. She left the date early.
And I think it's because she had to go to the bathroom. She was just embarrassed. But, Brett, are you ready to find out why?
Yes, please.
Okay, now, Brett, we're going to attempt to get her on the phone. We will do the talking at first so that you don't ambush her with, like, why'd you leave? So we'll do that part first, and we're just going to try to get to the bottom of this, okay? So hang out for just a sec.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lisa?
It is.
Hey, Lisa, this is Miguel and Holly. We are from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. And I want to get to the bottom of something really quick.
Well, thank you, first of all, for answering the phone and being on the phone with us.
I want to settle this real quick because we have our friend Brett, who you went on a date with. And I think that you haven't called him back because he's wondering why. Because you had to go to the bathroom and you were embarrassed, and we can easily sort this out, right?
Like a gotta go right now kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. That was it, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, I figured it wasn't, because there had to be some other reason why one darts out of a date instead of going home the way they came, right? So what's going on, Lisa?
He kept running red lights on the drive to dinner. Repeatedly, and I'm just not going to date anyone who's going to put my life in danger like that. It was terrifying.
Well, you left because of the red lights?
Oh, Lisa. Brett, hold on, Lisa. We actually have Brett on the phone right now. What were you doing, Brett?
I wasn't running the red light. I was trying to make a reservation, and I wasn't running them. The lights were practically still yellow. I was flipping through. It happened to be like that was the positioning of her car.
I would have rather have been late than almost died.
Well, you didn't almost die, and we were not late, so the whole thing worked out perfectly. I don't understand why you don't see that.
No, Brett, we did almost die, and we weren't late. Like, it was wonderful. It was a beautiful restaurant. It really was lovely, but this is crazy. I mean, the first few times I let it go, but yellow means slow down and red means stop. Not speed the through and potentially kill your day.
Why do I feel like suddenly my dad's in the car with me and we're learning how to drive?
You guys, we were two steps away from being a PSA commercial. I mean, honestly, it was like, don't speed through red lights to try to make a date or you'll die. It was terrifying.
I might just say, I'm kind of on Lisa's side with this, Brett. I mean, you're not in the Fast and the Furious. There's no need for you to try to be speeding through.
I do love that movie.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know what? Of course you do. But it's really sad because your blue Prius is not going to make the cut on that one.
Oh.
Listen.
You get really good gas mileage. Don't make fun of my Prius, okay? I'm trying to do something positive for you.
That's right. That's right. You saved the world, Brett. Save it. Except don't hit people and kill them.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.